So welcome back to another episode of the FIFA News Show. This is the show that covers some of the latest news in the world of FIFA over the last 7 days. Now, we have to talk about the new FIFA 21 update. I think update 11 should be coming out on consoles this week. It was out for PC last week. We've also got some updates to some lawsuits for EA and also some things that are coming with the update and future squad updates for FIFA 21. So if you play on the PlayStation and Xbox this week, look for a new FIFA 21 title update. I think it's coming out Tuesday. Sometimes it comes out a day after, something like that anyway. It should be coming out this week. And some of the highlights here for this update, it's not really a big one, but it's got some Ultimate Team things. And they've also got one career mode fix, which is addressing the following issue. Qualification for the Asian Continental Cup did not function correctly. There's also a Volta fix, FIFA Online. And also, they've added the input overlay option to the visual tab found in game settings. And apparently, this is something like input delay or something. I don't really know. I'm not interested in this stuff. But I think it's an online thing. And then there's also the updates to the star heads. They've added in 8 star heads and 3 legacy star heads. But you need to wait for a squad update for them to be active. Right now, I don't think they're active because we need the latest squad update. And then that's pretty much it for the update. Not really a big one, but there's going to be 8 new star heads and 3 updated faces or legacy faces. Now, there's definitely some things that EA hasn't told us about with this update. And luckily, Blade Johnson, who is a FIFA miner, he actually found these things in the game. So I'll leave his Twitter in the description. Always a good Twitter account to follow when the new updates come around. And these are pretty much the new player faces coming into the game. We've got a player from Club Tijuana. We've also got Mario Mandzukic from Milan. And there's also some Tigres players completing the faces that they added in, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago now with the other title update. There's also Joe Hart, who's going to get his new face or real face again. I remember he had like a bald head or something, so he's getting a face. And then there's also Aldor Mota, who has a face, but it's not available in the game yet. There's also new balls. They've added in the Adidas MLS ball, the 2021 ball. They've also updated the Champions League and Premier League balls, which is what we spoke about last week. So, yeah, you should notice that. And then there's also new boots, so you've got the Adidas Copper 21s, Nemesis 20s, Predators, Ghosted Plus, and there's also a new kit for AIK, new third kit. So, pretty nice update. I wish EA would actually give you this information rather than like people having to go and find it out themselves, but luckily we've got Blade Johnson here, who does some great work every time the update comes around. So in some episodes of the FIFA News Show, we've spoken about some EA lawsuits. You know, people decide to sue EA for, I don't know, like Ultimate Team stuff, you know, the packs and all that. But it looks like another EA lawsuit has failed here. Footwatch put out a tweet that said another EA lawsuit fails. This one argued that FIFA packs are illegal gambling. The judge said that it's concerning that loot boxes can be so detrimental. But when you play FIFA, you agree to the terms that compel arbitration. So you can't sue and it's not up to the court to decide. So yeah, take what you want out of that. But that is what the judge said for that case. This week, there wasn't any squad updates, which means we're still rocking the 19th of February squad update for FIFA 21. I presume there'll be a new one soon, and hopefully that unlocks some of the faces that recently got brought in with title update number 11. So apparently there's a new worst player in FIFA 21, and that guy's name is Mark Wright. Apparently he's a reality star turned professional footballer. He signed for Crawley Town as a left back. I don't really know the guy, but maybe you guys know him in the UK. And this is his stats. So we've got a 47 overall with a 47 potential. So he's 33 years old already. So this guy in career mode is a no hope already. He's already written off. No chance to grow. But yeah, he's added to the game now. No real face whatsoever. But yeah, man, it gets worse as well. If you put him up front or even in center mid, I think he becomes a 36 overall. So yeah, it goes lower than that. The Ultimate Team promos continue for EA this week. They added in a second group of icon moments in Ultimate Team there, so you've got more icons. They did announce a new promo. It's called What If. So it says, Foot, what if players are ready to lead their clubs up the table and chase a one-time dynamic upgrade along the way. Team 1 now available in FIFA 21. So let's see what it's all about. So here we go. Foot, what if? With the football calendar reaching a fever pitch, the wave of current and soon-to-be leaders are looking to rise to the occasion. Foot, what if introduces new opportunities for players to elevate their games with boosted special items presented with what if scenarios to earn a potential additional ratings upgrade. So some of the players include Kante, Sancho, Gomez, Marcelo, Smalling, Odegaard, Pereira, and a couple other guys there. What is the what if player items? Foot, what if players are boosted dynamic items that are eligible for a additional one-time 2-point upgrade to their overall based on their teams fulfilling what if scenarios based on real life football criteria. How do what if player items receive upgrades? Attackers and midfielders upgrade if the player's club scores at least 6 goals total in their next 5 domestic league matches. Defenders and goalkeepers upgrade if the player's club keeps at least 1 clean sheet over their next 5 domestic league matches. So that's pretty much how it works. When does tracking for each what if player item start? It starts when they're first released. Now, if the what if thing comes true, you'll see the upgrade to your dynamic player items on the following Wednesday, and Team of the Week, Man of the Match, and other individual performance-based items will have no impact on the what if player items. What happens if a player transfers or is no longer available at the club? If a player is no longer on the roster, they will no longer be eligible to receive any future additional upgrades, of course. So that's pretty much it there for the new What If promo for Ultimate Team. So as you may or may not know, Gustavo Villani is a commentator, I think, for the Brazilian edition of FIFA, you know, the language. And he put some stuff up this week on his Instagram stories. It looks like he's recording more lines for FIFA. It could be for FIFA 22. I don't think they would add more lines for FIFA 21 at the moment. But he did put something up. I don't understand. It's in a different language. But he did tag EA Sports FIFA Brazil. And in the screenshot where the iPad is, you could sort of see lines that he probably has to say and stuff and record. And he's in some sort of booth as well with a microphone. And he's got the padding at the back, you know, the soundproof padding. He also put up things where he talks as well. If anyone can translate it, let me know if he says anything important. But yeah, I think he could be recording for FIFA 22 at the moment. So I thought this was a pretty funny story. So pretty much we have a guy tweeting at Rashford, who's the best FIFA player in the United squad? And Rashford said, I don't know, because I play PES. So I thought that was a nice little tweet there. I know United are partners with PES this year, so I don't know if that influences it, but it looks like Rashford plays PES. So in some personal shoutouts, I have to tell you guys that I do upload on TikTok now. So if you want to follow me there, you might get some little clips here and there for FIFA content. It's at Vapex Karma on there. And also, we've got the career mode going on the second channel, the Leeds United career mode. That's been a lot of fun at the moment. So make sure you subscribe on Vapex Karma too to catch that content there. But anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.